Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Good morning, everybody. It's Polly Wyrum from Anchorage, Alaska. So thank you for joining me. I am an intuitive and an intuitive life coach. I work full-time giving readings and coaching people just like you into living the life they desire that is full of ease, gratitude, and success. So whatever success means to you. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. So that's with the number two. And I always like to start, there's two things I like to do. I like to start and share with what our sunrise and sunset is right now. And so we are literally out of the dark. I'm super happy. Well, almost out of the dark. So our temperature today is 30 degrees. Our sunrise is at 8:19 and our sunset is at 6:07 p.m. The difference though between our sun and your sun, I was just in Arizona last week, had a fabulous time. But the difference between the sun, say in Arizona, and the sun here is during the winter, it doesn't get up. It's not like, yay, high in the sky, you know, where you've got all that glorious sun. It doesn't get like that really until the summer. And then you've got like, it's fabulous, amazing, amazing. So visit Alaska in the summer. So again, Polly Wyrum, and I'm a mom and wife and all that stuff, have dogs. But today what I'm going to talk about is each caller, and I'll do readings for everybody, but everybody that calls in, try to get to everybody. Each caller, I'm going to ask them three words that describe your ideal self. So we are all are working towards, you know, we have this image of our ideal self, whatever that is. So for me, my ideal self is thoughtful. My ideal self is accepting. And when I say accepting, I mean non-judging. Like, you know, especially I've got two teenagers in the house and a younger child. And so accepting in the fact that, you know, people are where they are. And so it's just, you know, you just accept them where they are. So I want to be more accepting and vibrant. So full of love, full of life, and just vibrant. So those are the three words that describe my ideal self: thoughtful, accepting, and vibrant. So I'm going to take my first caller, and thank you for waiting. First caller is area code 615, and the first three numbers are 540. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
Tennessee.
Tennessee. What's going on in Tennessee?
Cold.
Well, is it
very
cold? How cold?
It's about 20 right now.
Ooh, yeah, that's cold. What's your name?
Kelsey.
See, is that with a K?
Yes.
Yeah, that's pretty. Okay, so
thank
Kelsey.
You.
Yeah, I like that. If you were to describe your ideal self, what are three words that would describe your ideal self?
Humorous.
Perfect. I like that.
I kind of like what you said, vibrant.
Vibrant?
Too. It's, yeah. Probably and courage.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I have to applaud you on that one because living this life takes courage. I mean, to really follow,
yes.
To live the life where you are your ideal self, it takes courage. And there's no way
yes.
to get around it. So I applaud
no.
you. Thank you for bringing that up, for sure.
Thank you.
Okay, so Kelsey, do you have a question for me?
Kind of, yeah. I guess you could say it's a question. My mom and my grandfather passed away a couple years ago, and... I was wondering, because we've had a lot of, like, going around the house, and,
yes,
and I've had, like,
they're right with you. I feel like the I can't tell which one it is, but one of them, are you left-handed?
No, I'm right-handed.
Okay, because I see one of them, but it's your left hand. I see one of them standing, like one of them standing behind you and one of them standing behind your left hand and almost like moving things. Like something. So did you inherit something from one of them, like a tendency or a business or something where you're doing something that they did?
More of my personality.
Okay, because there's something
very much inherited.
Okay, because I feel whoever it is behind your left side literally like uses your body kind of, or uses your image, uses you to do some of the things they used to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do a lot that my mom used to do.
Yeah. Okay, because I see that, and then I just see that they're really close, extremely close to you, and. Almost like, so are you, I mean, it's like so close that sometimes where you would feel like you're having their thoughts type thing. Like they're just so incredibly close on you. Yeah. So definitely they're in there with you. Do you have kids in your house?
I do.
Yeah. I just feel, you know, I feel like, and even with that, I feel like there's a connection between you and your kids. I don't know if you're like trying to pull them in. There's something going on, there's a direct, like I see a line between you and your kids. There's like activity and stuff. And so your house actually just overall has a lot of this. There is a little bit of anxious energy is what I'm hearing though also. So
yeah,
there's activity, but there's a little bit of this anxious energy. So I would, you could, what I like to tell people when you have that kind of, and believe me, I've got three kids and I know, you know, there's ups and downs, but do you have one point in your house where you can have, like it be your sanctuary?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you have, what I like to say is have that and then build that peaceful presence on, you know, build it so that it expands, but you know, you can bring in your guides, your angels, you can bring in your there, you know, what's funny, though, is I feel like the people that passed, there was, especially for one of them, there was kind of an edginess with them. And so there's a little, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of that edgy stuff that still floats around your house. And so, you know, you can say, you know, that you're living in love and light. Peace, love, and light. And that's how you want to experience them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I was just kind of worried because what happens is sometimes I have like nightmares, but it's more like a darker kind of thing.
Yeah, it's
and
not,
it's not really them.
No, it's not. And the thing is, I don't know if I asked you about your dreams or not, but I was thinking about it. But I just feel like this edginess that you have in your house, you can just, you know, another thing that I really believe in and, you know, like I need my kids to really understand this also is that each day, you know, because I'm wide open, I just go through life. I am wide flipping open. And so like, if I go to at the end of 2 hours, I'm like, oh my gosh, it's too much for me. And so we have to remember that that each morning, and I do this each morning, but I have to do it throughout the day where I focus on, you know, I ask my guides, I ask my angels for protection, and I imagine that all around me. And so do that for your house. And really, you know, it's your home, it's your sanctuary, and say you're only inviting in the love and light, the highest vibration, love and light. And it works.
Okay.
And imagine pink, because pink is very loving. I love Mother Mary. Bring that into your life. Bring that into your home. Archangel Michael, all of that love, love, love stuff. Bring it into your home and get rid of that kind of edgy, you know, that edgy feeling that I'm feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
been like that for a while.
Yeah. It's not like a scare, you know, whatever. It's just that edgy feeling that you can dispense.
Okay.
So let me know how it goes.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Let me know how it goes. So, okay. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, that was a good caller or a good question by Kelly. Because we all deserve and people live in a really comfortable feeling. And some of us, there are a million people who realize how they pick up other energies. They pick up the energies from, listening to the music. They pick energies from watching TV. They pick energy from walking to the store. And so it serves us well. This is a great way that we need to ask to only connect to the highest, only connect with that divine energy and ask your guides, ask Archangel Michael, ask Mother Mary, whoever, ask them to protect you and to guide you. And, like I said, I know I am wide open and I just move through the day sometimes, and seriously, and I see clients and everything, and sometimes I move through the day. I mean, before I meet each client, I always do a protection, and for their highest good and my highest good. But, I move through the day, and I forget this. And some days, at the end of the day, I'm like, holy moly. So it definitely serves us to remember that we call in what we want to work with. So that was a great question by Kelsey. So my next caller is area code 860836.
Hello. Hello. Good, how are you?
Good, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
New York, how is New York today?
Oh, where I am, it's going to snow a little bit, but it's not a big deal. It's just 1 to 3 inches, something like that. So.
Okay, what's your name?
What was that?
What's your name?
Oh, it's Amy. Sorry.
No problem. So, Amy, New York has one of my charities, Farm Sanctuary. So, somewhere in New York State. I'm not sure where. Have you heard of it?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's one. I'll tell you. I'll talk about it later on the show, but I love, love, love it. They do great work. Okay, so, Amy, if you were to describe your ideal self, what are 3 words that describe your ideal self?
Sure. Balanced and grounded, for sure. Definitely, we're human beings on this plane, this physical plane, so faith is key. And,
love it.
Yeah, and abundance.
Love it. Those are great.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, those are fabulous, fabulous. And I love, I'm just going to share another thing that's come up recently, quite a lot, actually, is people, working with people who feel like they're not connected here. Like they're not, like they don't necessarily connected with their family. They don't feel connected definitely on this earth plane, and it's really interesting because I just because of the work, I think there are many people who feel that way and don't know others are experiencing pain. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a serious thing. And it's like, when I tell them, no, actually, there's so many people that are living the same way, experiencing it differently, but the same thing. And it's reassuring, right?
Yes, it is. It is.
So I don't know why I shared that with you, possibly.
Well, because you're probably channeling them on me, too, because that's exactly how I used to feel. And I'm actually coming out of that, with the universe provides, right? You attract what you're supposed to learn from. So that's exactly what's happening.
For sure.
And the more and more you go through those universal, in air quotes, tests, the more you learn about, of course, yourself and how to relate with people. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And like one person that I've been thinking of, she literally, like I did a reading for her, I don't know, months ago, maybe in the summer or something. And now I'm coaching with her. And when I coach, I do reading stuff also. And it's really funny because I forget things I tell people in readings. And I had told her that it was, that she was similar to almost like experiencing like toddler, because she was like kind of figuring out how everything, because she picks up so much. She's just, right, you know, so sensitive to all the energies. And so it's like really she's in the place where she's like trying to figure out how to navigate working with all this. And I had completely forgotten that I had told her that. And now months later when I'm coaching her, you know, it came up again. And it's just really interesting. But anyhow. Okay, so Amy, do you have questions for me?
I do. Actually, this is about a family member. This is, I don't know what you pick up. It's my sister and I only have one sister, and we're really opposites. And I don't know if you could pick on, I'm just curious. I don't know if you do past life, but what is it with us two that just, we just don't resonate at all?
Okay, I'm going to show you, I'm going to tell you like how I kind of see what's going on, but then I'm going to do like a prayer. So what I feel like with her is she's almost in the, you know, she feels like she spends time waiting for things to happen. But for you, I mean, but then in terms of like with you, you've definitely been hurt and there's kind of this wall. So there's not the communication. And I feel like the wall's more, it's closer on her side. And that's just, you know, that's kind of like her safety thing. And in the past, so I feel like there's been like a lot of expectations. And she still has expectations in life, like expectations of it's going to come to me. Whereas, and then it kind of, I see her there, and then I see you kind of going. So
goodness, I'm so sorry you got cut off. What did you say?
So then I see her. She's just kind of, you know, sitting where she is with her belief system, and then I see you kind of run in circles, try again, but nothing. You know, it is what it is. But I'm not saying that can't be resolved at all. I feel that down the road it can be. I feel like down the road there's actually a bridge, the bridge of communication that will happen.
Okay.
So you're not there yet, but it can happen. And I also feel like there's almost a sense of, there's a sense of, and this will sound very funny, but the words I heard was beautiful grief. So there's almost like this sense of, and I'm hearing the word forlorn. So there's like this sense of where she's kind of putting things to rest right now.
Okay.
Like she's kind of putting things down. So I would give it time and just imagine. I don't know what the bridge is going to be, but imagine that there is a bridge of for communication for you two in the future. Because I feel like you can definitely have it. I feel like you can come to terms with something. Like there's something where you guys view completely different, but I feel like you two can come to terms and it can be a very beautiful release of grief and all that stuff.
Okay.
Does any of this make sense to you?
Yes, it does. What you said about her expectation, I just want it to work. And sometimes it's like both of us feel it energetically. It's like we're over trying. So it's just like when you said she's putting things to rest, I feel the same way. It's like I put my hands up and I surrender to God. I don't know what else to do. Yeah.
Perfect. And you know what? You can now ask, because I literally do see a bridge. And I'll just tell you one more thing, because it doesn't mean anything to me, but it might mean something to you. So the bridge that I actually see is like if you were to be like on an old old footpath, it looks like one of those old pieces of wood that they use like on to make, like if you're going to cross a little creek.
Okay.
So it could be like on a footpath. So I don't know if you guys have, you know, if the family has property where there is, you know, footpaths, you know, the wood that you walk on, or like, you know, where it'd be like an old bridge or something, but that's what I see. But regardless, does that make sense to you?
It does. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing about what I do, is I see the stuff. Honestly, it doesn't make sense to me. And sometimes I forget to tell you like the the clue, but that's what I see.
Okay. All right. So I'm actually going to, you know what? I'm going to take it a little step further. You said, imagine a bridge between you, her and I. I'm going to imagine a rainbow bridge. That's what I'm going to imagine.
Perfect.
Yeah.
But
that sounds good.
It'll be grounded. It actually is going to be grounded in the here and now. It's
awesome.
Definitely going to be. So just stay with it. And
okay.
I don't know, do you guys, does your family have books or something that you kept? Like old books?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. There's something, I mean, I feel like it's going to come to rest. I mean, I really do. For whatever reason, I'm being shown those old books also. But I feel like when you guys really settle down and start talking about some of this stuff, it's going to be okay.
Yes. Okay. All right.
So
oh, my God.
Give it prayers. Okay. Give it, you know, for family, for love, Mother Mary.
Yes. Okay. Wonderful.
Okay.
And that pink light that you were telling the other woman as well.
Yes.
The pink.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. I love that.
Okay.
Stuff. I love lots
All
of
right.
stuff that I do.
Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Yeah, so that was good because just yesterday my husband and I were talking and, you know, he's extremely loyal. And so I was just talking to, you know, we were talking about family and the importance of heritage and family, which is undeniably important. You know, and I'm not just talking about like our family of origin. I'm talking about, you know, all the family that we're related to for, you know, generations and generations that go back to the earth. That is so important. But I also, and absolutely we need to honor it, but I also feel like, you know, we have, this other, you know, there are these other groups that we bring into our life that support us also. So it's balancing kind of the new and balancing that beautiful heritage, that beautiful energy from past. And so it's both, but I love it all. And it's what makes us unique. And so thank you for calling in and asking family questions because I love that stuff. So my name is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. So that's with the number two. And I just want to briefly talk about Farm Sanctuary. It's my favorite. Well, I've got a million favorite charities, but I really like Farm Sanctuary because they take animals that were in very bad situations, going to slaughter, blah, blah, blah. And they save them and they teach them, they heal and they learn to love and to trust. And then people can come in and spend time with these animals, and it's extremely healing. And so they open up their doors to kids also. So kids at risk get to come in and see how these animals have healed and how these animals, you know, go on to trust. And so it's a beautiful learning experience. It's education. I love all that stuff. So every week I offer somebody, the first person that contacts me, make a donation to Farm Sanctuary. I don't care the amount. It's really just the idea. Make a donation to Farm Sanctuary and I'll give you a free, you know, I'll give you a reading. So the money won't go to me. It'll go to Farm Sanctuary because I believe in, I love what they do. So thank you. Okay. My next caller is area code 617 and the first three numbers are 466.
That's
Good
me.
How are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good. Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Boston.
Boston. How is it in Boston today?
Actually, it's a nice day. I think it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful
it's
day.
Cloudy.
I love that.
It's cloudy, but that's okay. It's still a beautiful day.
I love that. It's a beautiful day. Okay, what's your name?
My name's Annette.
Annette, you know what, Annette?
Yes.
I agree. It's a beautiful day. So thank
yes.
you. Okay, Annette, three
yes.
words that you would use to describe your ideal self.
I get powerful.
Oh, beautiful. Love it.
Powerful.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Do you have two more?
Two more? Caring.
Beautiful.
And assertive.
Assertive. Perfect. Okay. So what I like to do, like when I work with clients, I'm just going to share this with you. I like the, you know, because we talk a lot about, you know, if they're in a crisis situation, what is their ideal self? Like, do you know, we're going to describe it a little bit. And then I like them to kind of come up with a statement, like a mission statement for their life. And then as they move through their day, I like them to say, okay, am I supporting the words, are my actions supporting me being powerful, caring, and assertive? And it kind of keeps you on track. And
yeah.
I love doing that because
yes,
it's really
like that.
Into that habit of actually living that life.
Mm-hmm.
That's when things change. That's when we become powerful, caring, and assertive. So
that's
I thought
true.
I'd share that with you.
That's very true. I agree with you on that.
Excellent.
Because sometimes
okay.
I can forget.
Well, yeah, we all can. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, holy moly, it's so true. Okay, so it is true. I love what I do, but does that mean that I wake up and I'm like the cheery mom? No, I don't even want to talk to anybody. I do my prayers and meditation, and everybody knows they can't talk to me until that's been done for a while.
Right,
and that's how it is.
Right.
So, okay, how can I help you, Annette?
Actually, I am looking, well, not that I'm looking, but I just have the desire to start my own business.
Mm-hmm.
Does
Are
it mean
you
that
also
I'm just...
planning on moving? Are you planning in a new home or new?
Yes.
You've got new stuff, yeah.
Yes, okay. I'm very excited about the newness
yeah.
that
got
is
a
coming.
I mean, have you planned a trip yet?
No.
Yep, you got
no.
it. Okay, well, here's what's funny, because you've got this new stuff all about. When you were talking, I was hearing new home. But this new trip, it's almost like, okay, you are actually in the process of going full circle. So I don't know if it's like this, and then we'll go back to your question. But I don't know if this trip takes you kind of down memory lane, you know, revealing like, you know, childhood, you know, everything,
yes.
memory lane. And it brings you back full circle to where you are right now. Now you're ready to start
yeah.
again. But
yes.
starting again in a new direction.
Yes. Yes.
So that, you've just recently been going through that where you're kind of living through, you know, going where your life is full circle, basically.
Yeah. I've decided to take some time off from work and just relax and just enjoy spending some time with me. I've had, you know, periods of where I've been crying, periods where I'm dancing, periods where I'm just sleeping because I needed some rest, and not feeling guilty about it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the process of also looking for a new job. It's just time for me to, you know, break out of this stagnation that I've been in for such a long time, such
yes.
a very long time, and just releasing the old.
Yes, absolutely. But I have a question for you. Were you working,
sure.
was there something about health or health care with you? Were you doing something like that?
No.
Like either your health or health care?
No,
or
I was never in health care.
So in with somebody that was like doing health care, like some type of something about that with you, and I don't know what it is.
Healthcare. Probably be for me to take care of my health.
Yeah, okay. Because it's like healthcare services, healthcare. Okay, so are you taking care of your health?
I am.
Okay. Because when I earlier used the word vibrant, like I would say, so let's say vibrant is like on an energy level of 8 to 10, where you, you know, you're just vibrant, like you're radiating energy. And if I were to say where how you've been living is like 4 or 5. And so it's definitely time for you to step up and live
yes.
in a more vibrant home, more vibrant
yes.
friends, more vibrant everything.
Absolutely.
And you, yeah. Okay. So then I have one other question for you.
Yes.
So the way that you're writing, it's either what you're writing or you're reading. And it's I would say it's thoughtful, and I'm even hearing poetic, But again, it puts you into this thing where you're so you're not living as much. Like it puts you into this thing where you're in a almost pensive. Pensive is the word I'm getting. Does that make sense?
Well, what does pensive mean?
Okay. Well, here's the thing. Like, I feel like it's like where you've
just,
done
you know what?
Enough.
Tell me exactly. Don't hold anything back from me.
Yeah, I just feel like it's time for you to get out and live. Like, it's time for you to go out and put yourself in new circles. Time for you to go out. And I'm talking about where there's more energy moving. Like,
yes.
You know, like maybe even...
I'm with you 110%.
You would be a great coaching client because this will sound funny, but even like if you walk into a park and you see kids kicking like a ball or like a kickball around or whatever. Mm-hmm. So you're around that energy. Like you've got to be around that energy that's really moving and vibrant and start connecting to that.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I agree with you.
Yeah. And not the energy where you're sitting down and you're reading or you're writing, but it's
right.
It's not moving. Like it's time for you to go do something that's kind of a challenge.
Right. That's it's so true because I feel like even where I'm at, even job wise, I'm just it's like there is no vibrance.
Yeah.
Or even energy, even with the people. And I don't mean to be rude, but it's like I'm bored with them. I'm bored.
You need
it's like
to
I'm by myself.
Yeah, no, it's like so imagine it being spring now and you basically need to come alive. So how you can do this is two different, you know, different ways, but part of it, the easiest way to start things is just kind of stepping out of your comfort zone. So go where there's that energy. Go where those kids are playing football and just walk, you know, walk in that energy. Go to, you know, like even a sport game or whatever where that energy is really intense. Go to like, you know, like for example, last week I was at a place called Miraval and it's kind of, you know, it's like for mind, body and, whatever. And so they have challenge courses and it's for people to learn that they can trust themselves. And so, you know, it's all about that for you right now.
You're learning to trust yourself,
learning that it's safe to make plans and follow through because I feel like in the past you had not, like you might make plans, but you wouldn't follow through. It's like you'd lose the empathy. So now it's time to make these plans and follow through. It can even be like just going away for the weekend or going for a drive, reaching out and becoming part of a group, you know, on the internet or whatever. I mean, and also you have the potential to start your own group. What's your passion?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. My passion is, I love to talk. I love to talk. I love being creative, whether it's putting my hands in soil or it's. I really want to get back into designing and being a consultant in that way.
Then you know what? Take a class.
Okay.
Just put yourself out there. Take a class and get the ball rolling.
Yes. Yeah, I agree with you because I'm like I'm just tired. I can't sit in this.
No,
I feel like,
can't.
Woe is me.
Yeah.
I can't be in that state anymore.
No, you can't. I totally agree with you. And, you know, we can say hallelujah that you woke up. you know, it's life. But
better
it's
late
also,
than never, right?
Right, exactly. But it's a great time of the year because it's spring and you have all that new energy. But I really want you, it's important for you to come up with these step-by-step, these goals, and even put them out into, like, it's important for you to even put, they can be crazy, it doesn't matter, but it's important for you to have these goals off in 1 year, 2 year, 5 year, whatever, because it's important for you to keep yourself moving so you don't fall back in the thing of, like, fall back in the beanbag chair. You got to keep
yourself moving. You know what? That could happen with me. I could be so comfortable with just being in the house and not stepping out.
I know. So
and I know that with myself.
From time to time,
I have to get dressed and go out. Even if I'm walking down the street, I have to get out.
Yeah. So find a class, okay. Start networking, you know, so that you have those. So you, it's accountability for you. So, you know, I don't know there's like a, I don't know.
I'm close to Boston. There is always something going on in Boston.
So find a group that will offer accountability with you, like something just so you, you know, so that you're accountable for your actions. Or do something. Right. Also get classes. True. That's another thing that's good for you.
Okay. What was that again? What class?
Well, just something, you know, that supports your interest. So whatever your passion is. But I like the creative aspect because that is going to keep you excited.
Yes. Okay. You're spot on. You're spot on. Because I know me. I can get in the rut and just be comfortable just sitting here. And then once I come, I'm like a turtle. I slowly, you know, pull my head out to see what's around me. I know that's how I am. And I'm like, I can't do this. Even though I throw my coat on and walk down the end of the street. Got to do it.
Yeah. Okay. And here's the one other thing I'll say. Is there something about academics with you? Like, it's really easy for whatever reason. When I see brown corduroy, I associate that with teaching. So it's really easy for you to sit down and like read kind of this academic stuff. You got to just get rid of it.
But you know what I was going to do, and I'm glad you said this, is that there is an organization that's called the Women's Lunch Place for women. You know, it's basically like it's not a shelter, but it's a place for women to go to come and have a meal, to learn about how to put resumes together. And one thing that popped in my mind, why don't I teach a class there?
Why don't you?
On vision board.
Perfect. Just do something. That's exactly right. Just do something, but you'll be awesome at that. And you know what? I totally, volunteering is, I love it. I love it.
Okay. You know, I got to stop.
People.
I have to start just not just flapping my mouth about it, but start doing it.
So
I'm
listen,
good at talking.
I'm going to give you a little piece of accountability here. I want you to go to my website and email me when you've made, you know, when whatever progress you've made, whether it's you're going to go with whatever, I want you to email me because I want you to have that accountability. So I am going to hold you to that.
Okay.
I'm giving you 2 days to make, which you should just do it today, but I'll give you 2 days. I want you to contact them and make some type of progress. Email me you have that accountability.
I will. I will definitely do that. Matter of fact, once I get off the phone with you, I'm going to give them a call.
Awesome. I love it. Okay.
Many blessings. So much.
Yeah, thank you for calling and have a beautiful day. You're already having a beautiful day, but have a great day.
Oh, thank you. Many blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So that was a great call. I love, you know, sometimes it's just sharing a little bit and it gives you that extra whatever that you need. I can't even remember. I wrote her words down, but those extra little things that she needs. She wanted more power, assertive, and caring. I believe that was her. So, you know, she's taking the steps today to start living that life. And I love it. I love that at any minute we can decide to do something to change our life. And that's what she's going to do. So I'm just sharing again. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. And that's with the number 2. So gatewaystopeace.com. And I also want to share that on Thursdays, so I do stuff by myself, but then I also have a partner, Max Ryan, who is attractpositiveresults.com, and he lives in New York and LA, and we do readings, like we're both of us, where there's one person and both of us do a reading on that one person, and they're phenomenal. So on Thursdays, we have a Google Hangout show, and we take one person and we do readings, and they're very, 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 very good. So because you get 2 of us. And so if anybody's interested in being on that show, Google Hangout show, let me know. Just go to my website, gatewaystopeace.com. So my next caller is area code 914 and 625. Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Wonderful. Are you out enjoying the sun, out walking or something?
No, actually, I'm inside, but I know.
It sounds like you're walking. Are you there? Okay. Okay, so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Oh, another person from New York. Awesome. Okay, what's your name?
My name is Christine.
Christine. Christine, what are three words that you would use to describe your ideal self?
Okay, I would say kind.
Beautiful.
Generous.
Beautiful.
And friendly.
Perfect. Excellent. I like those. Okay, so do you live your life currently? Do you feel like you support those three words?
I try to, as much
Excellent.
As possible.
Perfect. Okay, so Christine, what is your question for me today?
I basically have a lot of things going awry in my life right now. There's three main areas that are kind of like up in the air. Mm-hmm. The main one being my job situation.
Okay.
It's temporary, and I'm not sure what I should be doing looking for next.
Okay.
My love life is also a mess.
Well, the love is the first thing that came to me, because when I answered the phone, or when we first started talking, I started drawing hearts. And so the love life is the first thing that came to me. But what's the other thing that's going on with you?
With the love life? The third thing is my health. I don't know what, I have like something that's ailing me, but I don't know exactly what it is. And I've been tested for a few things and everything came back normal. So I'm just kind of, you know, a little depressed about that.
Okay. Just off the bat, are you doing things like exercising and walking and that stuff daily?
Yes, I was regularly exercising. I stopped, so I haven't been for the past month, but I do want to get back into regularly exercising, yes.
Perfect. And it doesn't have to be like this crazy thing where you're running a marathon. It's really just going out and, you know, moving your body to whatever degree
yeah.
feels. So, okay, you know what I'm going to do, Christine? Is it Christine or Christina? Christine. So what I'm going to do with you, Christine, is I'm going to do what I call like a prayer, where I call in our angels and our guides, and pay attention to the messages that come through, because since you've got a fair amount of stuff going on, they will give us the message that we can then build from, okay, the biggest message. Okay. So Christine, close your eyes if you can. Take a nice big deep breath in and release. And we're calling in Christine's angels, guides. We're calling in my angels, guides, all the divine, wonderful presence that's within us and all around us and always has been. We're never alone. We're always guided at this moment forward. So knowing that there is peace, that there's absolute resolve coming forward. So the questions that you're asking right now, you will have absolute resolve. And it's almost like you don't have to decide because it's being decided for you. So everything, so it almost feels to me, Christine, that your mind goes crazy. Like there's a lot of stuff just running around. And it almost feels to me that as you slow down, then you will have much more clarity. And so as long as you kind of live this frantic, almost where you're worrying all the time, as long as you're doing that, it's hard for you to get the clarity. But as soon as you slow down and just say, okay, here I am, I have this job for 2 more weeks or whatever, I'm just going to wait and see how it unfolds. So that's one thing about the job, is just kind of wait and see how it unfolds. And certainly if you get a job opportunity, then pursue it. But I feel like it's like for you to get clarity and for you to actually start moving forward in your life, you have to just kind of stop and then other things will shift and move out of the way and you will be where you need to be.
Okay.
So does that make sense to you at all?
I think so.
Okay. So I know that it's kind of, you know, when you have things up in the air, I know that it can be, you know, scary or intimidating or whatever, or crazy talk is what it sounds like. If you've got all this stuff that you're like, well, what am I supposed to be doing? But honestly, for you right now, you need to just be doing, work, whatever. But do the minimum. I mean, do your best job at work, but then beyond that, don't be worrying about what's going to happen when Tony leaves or what's going to happen when whatever. You need to just do what, you know, just go to work.
Okay.
Right? And yeah. If you have doctor's appointments, you go to those doctor's appointments. But don't let everything go crazy. Like, just do what, you know, and, you know, like if you say, like, every morning, make your list. This is what I'm going to do. And just see what happens. Like, don't let your mind crazy about the worst case scenario. Because I think, you know, what it looks like to me, things are just going to be leaving. You've got a lot of things just leaving your life. But the job isn't necessarily that. What do you have the possibility for continuing to work there in a different position or something, or a different? Because it doesn't necessarily, the job situation doesn't necessarily feel like it's going away completely.
Okay.
Are you like in a temp agency?
No, it's not a temp agency. It's a AmeriCorps term of service.
Uh-huh.
So it's only a 10-month long commitment.
Oh,
and that
okay.
10 months is coming up in the summer. So
oh,
that's where I'm kind of like, I just don't know what I'm going to do next after.
You know what? I would just wait and see how that unfolds. Like, I don't think you need to worry about it.
Okay.
Like, I would, I would worry about that. I would put in, you know, start putting thoughts into how you would like it to be, like what your ideal situation, and even with the partner situation, come up with what you would like it to be, like, you know, come up with your ideal partner. So start putting more thoughts into the ideal situations instead of worrying about what could. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you have more possibilities coming up, but you kind of have to be open to them. Because right now, not as open to them. You're kind of like in the phase of, I'm going to pull a card for you. You're kind of in the phase of worrying about it, and you don't need to worry. I think that's the biggest message. You don't need to worry.
Okay.
Just let things unfold. Do you have a grandmother that's passed?
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like your grandmother's with you.
Okay.
You don't, but you honestly, you don't need to worry. Like, anyhow, that you don't need to worry. I'm just telling you that because they keep telling me, so I'm repeating it. But I'm going to pull one card for you. Okay, you know what I got? So this is Dream Virtue Angel Tarot card. And the message is release fears that hold you back. Just let the what ifs go and start planning what you want. That's it, right there, okay? So just put some thought into what you want, but not what don't do the opposite where you're worried about what you don't want, right? Put in what
right.
you want. Say, I'm open to the best possibilities.
Well, I've been doing this kind of stuff when it comes to my love life, when it comes to, like, thinking about who I want to attract and writing down the qualities of what I would want in the man that I want. And I've done all that kind of stuff. And I still haven't met anyone. And I'm very open to starting a new relationship with someone, but I don't know when that will, do you see when that would happen?
Yeah, it'll happen. But who's the person that, I actually feel like you know who he is right now. I don't know. He feels like he kind of crowds you. So I don't know if that's like a work-related thing, but he's kind of bigger than life and almost overstepping boundaries. So I think it's more somebody that's interested in you. Do you know who that is?
No.
Okay.
So
well,
you're saying I know him?
It could be he's coming up, but he's kind of... I would have to say it like kind of overpowers you, like where he doesn't let you be your ideal self. So I'm just saying when this person, you know, comes along, just look for somebody who supports you how you are is probably why I'm seeing it this way. So you'll know when you've met the right person, when they support you exactly how you are. Like, they don't expect you to change. They don't expect you to walk in their shadow. They don't expect anything but to be just how you are. So just remember this, because I have a feeling that this will come into play in the next few months for you.
Okay.
So, you know, go for somebody that even puts, you know, that thinks like you're the best thing ever. That's what you want. Like, don't settle. Don't settle for somebody that wants you to walk in their shadow.
Yeah, I had a really hard time getting over an ex who was really stuck to me, I guess, karmically. And I don't know what, I don't even know what the purpose of that relationship was. But
I see them kind of like just trying to overpower you, just like, you know, on top of you and, you know, kind of blocking your progress. So you just let that one go. You want somebody where you walk hand in hand. I do see that coming to you. You will have a partner, equal partner, but it's time now to work on yourself and so working on yourself will bring that equal partner in.
Okay. Equality. So is there anything I should be doing? Is there anything I should be doing physically or?
You know, do what the doctors are saying. Just, you know, for some reason, so how I see it, how I'm being shown is like this really gentle, like these gentle exercises, like walking or like gentle yoga or, you know, this really gentle, like gentle stuff. So is that how you are right now, or is that maybe because that's what you should be doing? So are you like that
it's
right
probably
now?
It's probably what I should be doing, to be honest. Because like you said, my mind is always going crazy. So I really want to start getting into meditation. I haven't, but I really want to, because I want to slow down my mind. And I love yoga, but I haven't been practicing. But that's what I should be doing, definitely.
Because this is like this gentleness, this like, you know, just being. And that's honestly, that's what all of this stuff is about, is you just being. It's just this gentleness, you know, that's what you need to do right now.
Okay.
And stuff all the way, you'll see. Then you will actually step in. You know how another person used power as their, like your three words are going to change, by the way. Those are going to change because you kind of think you have to be this stuff. You don't have to be this. So your three words are going to change. You actually are going to, if you want to, you know, where you're gentle and all that, you are going to be stepping into your power. That is how you tap into your power and your strength and your intuitive abilities.
That makes a lot of sense.
So let me know how it goes for you. I mean, give yourself 6 months, whatever, to really get into the groove of this. And you know, let me know how you're doing.
Okay. Thank you. I very much appreciate it.
Yeah. Many blessings to you. Thank you for calling in. Bye-bye.
Oh, God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
So that was a great call because I think it's important for all of us to remember, you know, life doesn't have to be a battle. And we don't have to worry. I mean, and believe me, I know this, and yet I find myself doing this, you know, what everybody else does, but I know we don't have to, you know, we can just be. And that doesn't mean that, you know, it doesn't mean that we're giving up, that we're just rolling over and, you know, giving up the good fight, whatever. But it just means that we can just be at peace with what we have in our life and be at peace and just know that there's something, the best possible things are coming to us. And that is the secret to living this life, I believe. So, again, my name is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. Whoever just called in, your grandmother is like tapping on the window and wants you to remember your childhood. Remember, because I feel like there are things that were said in your childhood that you're not paying attention to right now. So this goes to whoever I was just speaking to. Ooh, I can't remember. Is it Christina? Christine. Anyhow, remember what you were told when you were a little girl. That's just coming to me loud and clear right now. Like literally they're tapping on the window. Sorry, when that stuff comes through, I just have to share it. So So the next caller, I will take that. And I just, again, I appreciate everybody that's called in. And remember the thing about Farm Sanctuary, the first person to contact me at my website, gatewaystopeace.com. That's with the number two. You make a donation to Gate or to Farm Sanctuary, and I'll give you a reading. So make sure that, because I do one a week, so make sure, just contact me and see if it's already been done. I love, you know, being part of a team and supporting beautiful causes. So my next caller is 571-217. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. How are you?
Absolutely. How are you?
I am good.
Where are you calling from?
I am calling from Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. How is it in Washington, D.C. today?
Rainy, rainy, rainy. Rain until tomorrow.
Well, it's not snowing on you guys, though, right?
There you go.
And it's
so
water.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah. Okay, who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Dee.
With Dee? Okay. So, Dee, what are three words that you would use to describe your ideal self?
Honest.
Perfect.
Caring.
Perfect.
And a very much a nurturer.
Awesome. Okay. Are you there right now, or is this where you want to go?
I am there, but I know I have to pull back a little because I give too much of myself. So.
Okay. So here's a challenge for you. Here's a challenge for you. Pick, and you don't have to do it right now. This is just like homework. Like, say I was going to see you next week or 2 days from now.
Okay.
Pick a word that, because this is you right now. Pick a word of your, pick a word of where you might be in 5 years from now. Something that has a little bit more, actually I'm hearing intuitive ability with you, but has a little bit more, I don't know, whatever it is that you want. Pick another word that you don't have yet that you're trying to achieve. Come up with that.
Okay.
And you don't have to tell me now. Just on your own. That's just like a little challenge I'm giving you.
Okay, got you. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, perfect. Great. Okay, do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. My question is, I am presently not working, looking for work, just calling in to see exactly what you're picking up.
Okay. Hold on. I got it. For whatever reason, I'm like, show that I need to put my arms out wide. Okay, so are you pretty much in the process of just saying, I'm thankful for whatever leads I get. I'm grateful for the time you've taken to speak with me today. Have you had that conversation with anybody yet?
I had one yesterday, but the location was too far away. So
okay, are you?
I sent her. Go ahead.
Okay, are you doing something like in the spiritual realm? Like, do you work like for a church or work for some type of spiritual?
No, I don't. I don't, but I know that's what my calling is. I'm fully aware. I'm very intuitive. So I'm fully aware that's what my calling is. And as far as, you know, doing something spiritual, whether it's counseling, whatever it is. So I'm fully aware of that. I want to go back to grad school. So I need to save up enough money. So when I focus in grad school, I want to go head on full time.
Yeah, and what you can do, I can see that happening for you. But I also feel like all you really have to do, so come up with your ideal job, your ideal benefits is another thing that I'm hearing. So it's benefits, meaning that must be an important aspect of it for you because I'm hearing it over and over. Come up with your ideal job with benefits, and creativity is also important to you, working where there's creative, there's this good flow and creative energy. Come up with this, and I feel like you literally just have to open up your arms. I'm ready. Like, you haven't quite, here's the interesting thing. I don't feel like you quite have allowed yourself to believe that it's out there.
Actually,
so,
I do, because I actually do, because I do get a lot of hits with my resume, And when I talk to friends, they're like, oh, my gosh, you're getting so many hits. So I do. I know it's out there.
Yeah.
And last week I was a little bit a little down, so to speak. And I usually don't. I try to be upbeat and positive as much as possible. So I did some meditation, release it. This week I'm feeling much better. And I know something is coming. The thing is when, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay. I just pulled a card while we were waiting, you know, while I was listening to you. And I heard, again, I'm using Dory Virtues, and it's victory. Good news is on the way. I swear, you have to, it's almost like you put the stuff out there. I mean, almost like what you've already put out there, keep doing it. But I almost feel like what you've already put out there hasn't landed quite in the right lap, but it will.
Right.
So keep sending the stuff out there, bless it, and just literally sit in meditation or whatever, put your arms out and say, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
That makes sense.
Because you'll get it.
Yeah, and I know it. I really do. Maybe I'm just kind of looking for some validation, but
And if, you know, if you're one of my clients, I take a picture of the card and show it to you, because it literally is victory. Good news is on the way. So just know that it's waiting for you.
It's coming. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it. And
like
I said, I was looking for that validation, so I got it.
You got it. Great. Excellent.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Don't forget to add that other word in there.
I will.
Ideal self. So.
I will.
Okay.
I will do that.
Excellent. And I just want to thank everybody who called in. I honor all of you. I appreciate everybody that opens up to me. I love it. And I will be back next week, but I really appreciate everybody. And I'm sending prayers and peace. And again, I appreciate everybody. All of us are doing our part in creating peace on our, you know, a peaceful world. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I will call or will be here next week. So thank you again. Blessings.